Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Angela?
Yeah, sorry, I need a pen, but go ahead and I'll just cut it off.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting to order of Medina Township Trustees. This is a special meeting, October 30th, 2019. Time is now 7:09. Can I please get a roll call?
Mr. Stolper?
Here.
Mr. Radis?
Here.
And Mr. Michael is absent tonight. Can we stand for pledge allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This time, can we take a moment of silence for military, both here and abroad, as well as our first responders? Thank you. First up on the agenda is approval of payroll. This time, I'd like to make a motion to approve payroll. Check dated 11/1/2019. Total amount is $39,374.94. with $8,027.28 in deductions and withholdings.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Thank you.
Next up on our agenda, Mark. Mark Kirk with Homestead Assurance.
This is the renewal for that I had furnished via email to you in advance. Just a few adjustments. I was told by Angela. I was unaware that the deductions for the police officers were now 85.15. So there's that is corrected and updated. Medical Mutual returned a favorable renewal. We got a modest increase on the medical, zero on dental, zero on vision. And we are shopping the life insurance to see if we can get a better rate. I anticipate that we will. I think that Humana, we had dental and vision with them years ago. We had kind of let the life policy go because at the time that we had done it, you know, there was some medical underwriting involved. There were some challenges, so we had just kind of let that be. But I fully expect Medical Mutual to come back with numbers that are probably half of what the life insurance is. So we'll garner some savings there for next year. I would not recommend that you change any of the benefits. I know sometimes it comes up, why don't we shop this? Every time we have changed the carrier from Medical Mutual of Ohio, and we've done that twice in the 15 years that I've been here, it really hasn't gone over very well. I think there are no two insurance policies that are written exactly the same. Medications aren't covered the same. There's not the access that we have to all the hospitals and providers. I did in the 2020, because there is an open seat, the numbers do show a little bit of a misnomer. They're a little negative because we do not know what the elected trustee, if that gentleman or that person would take insurance. So once we have that seat filled, these numbers would probably change a little, but I think they would be pretty marginal. So yeah, there's other than your vote to approve the renewal, no action is required. You don't have to sign anything or give anything to Medical Mutual of Ohio. We'll roll out the open enrollment package to the employees. Although with there's no benefit changes really, I don't expect a lot of additions, deletions, or so forth from the policies, so. Okay.
Mark, do you have anything?
No, I've already been talking to Mark about supplemental life insurance that was brought up, and he's working on that. And
okay. Angela, you have any questions for Mark?
No, I do want to just note that the rate increase that I think it's, and I talked to Mark about this as well. It is quoted at the 7.83%. That is an average. So if anybody right. were to break down just one family's insurance,
right. it could be a little
more. Exactly to that.
More on a little bit.
I just just to make note of that, because this is all public record, and I'd hate for someone to do the math on something and it not be exact, so.
Yeah, there's not really, they'll just tell you that it's an aggregate. They take all of the rates and they just mesh them together and put an average in there.
So, right, we're looking at about 8% average.
Yeah, but Medical Mutual, I think, has been overall, we're averaging about a 4% renewal increase a year. I don't think the dental or vision has moved in 3 years.
Okay.
So.
If we get favorable numbers on that supplemental, would that be something that would be available for next year?
Yes.
Okay, immediately, okay.
So we would, during, in the open enrollment packets to the employees, we would just include the rates and the information and say, you know, you have 30 or 50,000 of guaranteed issue. We'll probably just go ahead and calculate the rates or give them some worksheets so that they could figure that out. We'll probably just do it for them so that they can see exactly what it would cost. But typically, there's a very low unit cost to that. So, and there's no medical underwriting, so there's no physical exam. You don't have to meet any requirements. Pretty much, we call it the mirror test. If you're alive, you can pretty much have the policy.
I glanced at the email. I did not have a time to. I just saw them right before. Is that something, I know it's a, there was something in there about 5 employees having to partake of that. So is that something that you are...
I'm working on the union part.
Okay.
Separately.
Okay.
I think we'll get 5 people, most likely. Their costs would be, even though we can't do it at those numbers,
right,
it would have been more anyway. So they're going to be favorable to that.
I mean, that's what I'm asking. Are you thinking, if it's that much of a difference, are you thinking of just giving the extra insurance and then trying to change that part of the contract, or are you just going to wait and see what...
Well, I'm going to work at MLU, but offer them this because it's a benefit to them.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I just wanted to make sure, because if at any time, then during open enrollment, we go under the 5, we lose that. Unless, right.
Initially, once you have 5 and the contract is enforced, at that point you could drop down to 1.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, and it would be, the voluntary portion of it would be fully portable. So if you, if a trustee participated and then you ran your tenure, did not run again for office, you could take the insurance with you. It's portable as long as you paid the premiums then separately.
Okay. Thanks, Mark.
Welcome.
Basically, all we need is a motion.
I'll make a motion, and then if I would then just say, the then we'll do the COSI.
Yeah, we'll do that separate.
The purchase order, the entering purchase order. So.
All right. This time, I'd like to make a motion to approve our group's benefits renewal with Medical Mutual for Medina Township for the year starting effective January 1st, 2020, with the termination date of December 31st, 2020.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
Do we need a purchase order for this one?
Yeah, if you want it, we can do them all together if you want. Oh, I guess if you want to do site plans first, or you just want to get that one out of the way.
You want to do site plans first? Okay.
Do you need anything else from us, Mark?
Nope.
Thanks.
Thank you so much, Mark, for coming.
All right, next up, the site plans. Anybody here from Circle K? Your name and address for record?
Brad Houston, 38094 Road.
Do you have anything you'd like to add to the record in regards to this?
No, we're just here to get approval for our one canopy sign.
Okay. This time I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve a canopy sign for Circle K located at 3809 Pearl Road, not to exceed 9 square feet as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
All right, thank you. Laying our paperwork for you. Next up, Hampton Inn. Anyone from Hampton Inn? Name and address for record?
Naomi Miller, 3063 East Point Drive.
You have anything you'd like to add to the record? This time I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve a breakfast room addition for Hampton Inn, located at 3073 East Point Drive, not to exceed 200 square feet as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radish?
Aye.
You're all set.
Aye, thank you.
Next up is Design the Dance. I state your name and address for record.
Kristen Dobson, 2765 Medina Road.
Do you have anything to add?
Nope.
And at this time, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission and approve the change of use for Design the Dance located at 2765 Medina Road, Suite 26, as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radish?
Aye.
Welcome to Township.
Thank you. She's looking for you to sign up.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yes, when she comes in.
I think that sounds like a great time.
Did you bring applications to them?
I should have.
Thank you.
All right.
Are you coming?
Oh, yeah.
For that exact amount, Angela?
Oh, really?
Did you say?
For that exact amount?
$69.
Yeah.
This time, I'd like to make a motion to approve purchase order for Cozy. This is for Cozy membership dues for 2020. Total amount's gonna be $469.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radish?
Aye.
I think that goes to Angela then. Angela, you fill that out?
Sign it.
Do I have to sign anywhere?
You gonna ask us to?
No, I don't, I think that's fine. Yeah, I'll fill out the question.
Mark, you have any purchase orders?
I do not.
Any requests?
Nope.
All right, next up is approval of accounts payable. I'd like to make a motion to approve accounts payable dated 10/30/2019. Check number 30492 through check number 30512. Total amount $60,108.38.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radish?
Aye.
Next up, department reports. This time, I'd like to make a motion to approve the department reports for service department, zoning department, fire department, and the police department as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radish?
Aye.
Next up, department head reports. Elaine?
I don't have anything to comment.
Chief Colonius?
Yes, sir. As you'll hear later, part of the process of getting grants approved by the board can be laborious in that there are several tiers to that approval process. And so tonight I've asked the board for a resolution that would allow the police commissioner power to grant the police chief and or his designee to explore grant opportunities once presented to the police commissioner without board approval. Once we came to the point of needing matching funds or other things that would be appropriate for the board to approve, certainly then it would be brought before the board. But just to empower the police commissioner to have that ability to say yes at the most initial step, but in an exploratory step. I'd ask the board for that resolution tonight. That's number one. Number two, I'd also like the board to know that the police department plans to participate in, with your approval, of course, No Shave November. To participate, I would expect a donation to a charity within the county. We'll pool our resources, those of us that participate, to donate that money to charity to grow our facial hair out for the month of November.
That's just an excuse to get a beard shaved.
Halloween party at the PD tomorrow night, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. And then regular trick-or-treating, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. tomorrow. But the good news is if you come to the PD, 4 to 6, we'll have some food, we'll have some candies, and it'll be dry because we're going to do it indoors. Please feel free to attend and bring your little ghost and gown. And then I would reserve the balance of my time for Yvonne to cover the grants for the board that she's been working on, and we expect maybe approval for next meeting.
Real quick, I'd like to make a motion to enable the police commissioner, to approve the initial grant research that would need to be done prior to grant application.
Second.
It would just enable me to call Angela direct, get that ball rolling, you know, it just makes it a lot quicker.
Oh, I agree.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Raddis?
Aye.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
I don't think we need a motion for No Shave November, but do you have any objection?
I don't have any objection.
I just request that you keep it neat.
You're certainly welcome to participate for your donation.
Mine's just white, I look like Santa Claus.
I want to see that.
Yeah, believe me, that's it. Thanks, thanks Yvonne.
Yvonne, you have,
She's up.
In regards to...
Yes, we recently received a $1,000 grant through Walmart. And we do intend to use that to purchase a new AED unit for on-station at the police department. All that information was sent via email to all the board members. And we did reach out to the store manager, I did email and call to try to make contact and thank them. We haven't received a response. Obviously, once we purchase that AED, we'd like to do a photo opportunity and thank them for their generous donation. We will have written quotes for my conversation with Mr. Raddis. We'll have written formal quotes at the next meeting to see how we can get that AED purchased.
And that one's for on-station, correct? To be mounted at the PD for anybody who might be...
Correct, yes.
Thank you.
And we do have, we would like to ask permission to apply for another AED-related grant. This one is simpler, it's through one vendor, you have to purchase the AED through that vendor, AED Superstore. Due November 30th, it's a $2,000 grant. You either get all or nothing with that. And again, you don't need multiple quotes because you're purchasing it directly through them, so. And we did verify that we could purchase the major part of that AED with that $2,000. If anything, we might go over by like somewhere between $25 and $75, but it won't be substantial. So just asking permission to apply for that as soon as possible.
You got my permission?
Got it.
Do you look at the cost of AEDs through other, are they pretty in line with?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the good thing about that one is it'll start replacing some of the older units that the batteries are...
Right.
So.
And also, just FYI, we get all of our service completed through LST Medina. I verified that with Sergeant Zajo, so that's a good thing. They replace our pads and they kind of help keep everything up to date on those AEDs. And then the only other thing was, do we want to discuss the blowout kits a little bit?
Yeah.
Yes?
Can I, real quick, are you ready to actually apply for that grant now?
For AED Superstore specifically? Yes, I can begin applying.
You should probably make a motion now then for them to apply.
Okay.
Since we just said that the initial research, since the...
I'd like to make a motion to approve the police department to apply for the AED Superstore grant.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Raddis?
Aye.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Thank you.
Sorry, Yvonne.
Okay. I just have that one more thing with a generous donor.
has not made a formal commitment yet, but may be helping us purchase blowout kits, which are individual first aid kits for each officer to carry when they're out in the field. I have submitted a copy of the quote that Chief Polonius generated through the company that we would like to use. And basically, I'm just asking for permission to send that quote to the possible donor. We're not disclosing their name yet until they've made a formal commitment out of respect for them, so.
For this, Angela, this is the one that it's, if we can get them to write the check directly to the vendor, it would be the cleanest. We don't know if that will happen. If not, they would write the check to us, hopefully sooner than later, and then we would be able to purchase them January, correct?
Yeah, we could, I mean, or we can look at the budget at that point and see if we have some. Yeah, we should have some wiggle room towards the end of the year. I'd like to wait till closer to the end of the year, though, if we're going to do that this year. And then if not, yeah, we can include it in.
My contact just advised me that it has to go through their board as well. So it'll just be, I checked their schedule. It looks like they're usually on the first and third Tuesday of the month for that group. So it'll just all depend on what they do with it.
Okay.
But my contact said that they are interested.
Okay, so we'll just have to remember, if we don't have approval, if they don't have the money to us this year, if they do approve it, then we just have to keep that in mind when it comes to next year's budget.
Right.
Because that's not going to be included on our certificate.
Right.
It's not a large enough amount.
Right.
That we won't be able to swing it. We just have to remember.
Okay.
So.
This would be for the initial purchase of the kits?
Of those, yes.
Okay. And then, Chief, will you have something in place then, kind of for replacing them throughout whenever they...
Well, I hope I never have to replace
right,
them.
But I'm just saying, I mean, that's...
Yeah, it would then become an operating supply, I think.
Okay.
But the initial outlay of almost $1,000
right.
is kind of a significant expense. If somebody's willing to foot that bill, I'd obviously like to take advantage of the generosity.
Okay.
So I will discuss the payment, how they can, you know, because initially they said we normally just write a check, but I'm going to contact him again and kind of get into that in a little more detail too. So
it is the cleanest way, but with this dollar amount, don't.
Don't overstress it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's well, thank you. Thankfully,
yeah.
Take
yes.
it. And
Of course, we'll do a big thank you on social media and everything once we have this done. So, this was something that Chief Polonius would express interest in getting funding for early when he started here. So,
we don't need a motion for that because we don't have.
Right.
Yeah.
Basically,
go ahead.
I think
we'll
yep.
get things going. Okay.
Thank you very much,
Chief Painter.
I have nothing tonight.
Denny?
I was in the engineer's office and I talked to him about the blueprints for Hood Road, and they're working on them. And they are at the point where we need to start talking about a right-of-way to get a wire right-of-way for the job. We need like 10 foot all the way down, about 700 feet from Baghdad up to about 700 feet. So I talked to Mr. DeMichael and he's going to talk to the homeowner and see where we can get as far as right away, what we're going to need to do, and go that route. Until then, they're still working on the blueprints. But
once they have that, then...
Yeah. If we can't acquire right away, that's going to change the whole scheme of everything, because there's a gas line that's got to be moved over closer to the fence. So, until then, that's where we're at. And then I gave you a couple quotes on traffic lights. You'd ask for traffic lights. I don't think we've got this recommendation back from the engineers yet, but that's what I've got on my tracks.
Yeah. Looks like one company quoted $3,000 a month.
Ballpark, that's what he had. He never did get back with me with a formal email.
Is this who the city's going through with for the one summary?
Cities was the contractors. That's the contractor that did the job.
Okay.
That's who owned those, so they didn't have to pay for those. So. One's $3,000 and one's $5,200 a month, I think is what folks came in to rent those.
Thank you.
That's all I have.
Thank you, Benny. Nick Jr.?
Nothing
in tonight. Next up is Foskett Road speed study letter. I believe we made a motion to have this go out.
We had it submitted once, but there was another, someone else brought it back to my attention. I said we'd wait until November and resend it.
Okay.
So I'd like to make a motion to resend the request for a traffic study on Bosket Road to reduce the speed limit.
Second. Roll call.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Real quick before we move on, Mike.
Yep.
In order to try to save room, we're running out of room for storage. If any of the department reports can be printed double-sided, that would be very helpful. They can't be changed once the board gets them, but the way they're submitted from the departments is how they can be approved, and that'll just help us with our...
Storage issue.
Storage issue, yes, thank you.
All right, next up, new business. Policy of procedures for sale of materials with the county engineer. This time, I'd like to make a motion to adopt resolution number 10302019-027. It's an 8-page document as presented, and it's regarding the Medina County Engineer Policy of Procedure for Sale of Materials.
Second.
Mark, do you have a chance to look at this?
I have not.
Basically, we sign every year. It allows Denny to buy stuff from the county engineer, signs, things like that.
Okay. If we buy signs down here, if we got to buy salt off of them, if we got to buy coal patch.
Then it's just a renewal that they do every year.
Okay.
It's up for renewal.
Thank you.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Next up is public money deposit policy. This time I'd like to make a motion to adopt resolution number 10302019-028. That's a 2-page document as presented, and this is for the Medina Township public money deposit policy.
Second.
You have a chance to read this?
Yeah.
Okay. Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Do you want me to explain that for the public's
reference? Basically, what it is, when the auditor came through and did their audit, they suggested that the township have some way of securing checks or that we get. Right now, they get secured in a lockbox, and that they suggested a safe. But we need a policy in place to allow the safe to be the deposit. So that was one of the recommendations from the auditor. So at this time, we have a policy in place now that we can start using the safe to put our deposits in before they go to deposit to the bank. Did that explain it?
Yeah. Thanks.
Next up, approval of minutes. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve October 3rd, 2019, regular trustee meeting as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Next up is the SPCA fair share discussion. We received a letter from the Medina County SPCA in regards to our annual donation. They state that they had 22 animal cases originating in our jurisdiction, and they're looking at the average total cost of $192.15. For a total expense of $4,227.30. I've asked Nick to ask them for detailed information in regards to the cases, just to verify. I know in the past, some of the cases that they've had weren't in our jurisdiction, so we just want to verify going forward before we do anything with this. So Nick, can we keep this on the agenda for next?
Yes.
And Mike, did you guys have a chance to look? Did you get this to them or just me? I just got this right now, but it's quite a bit higher than they've asked in the past.
Right.
It doesn't look like the number of animals is higher, so did we figure out what they...
No.
It was. This one, in 18, it appears they were asking for 225.
And then how many...
46 per animal.
What was their number cost, their average cost?
Right, now this year, it's actually gone down, 192.15, but they're asking for quite a bit more.
Right. That's what I said, we'll verify and then go from there.
Never mind. Yeah, I get it. I just, you know what, I was not looking at the 15%, that's why. So, yeah, it's actually, I mean, it's, once we have that list, it is right in line with what we've done in the past. So, thanks. Sorry, my brain is doing that thing again.
Next up is reports, document consolidation discussion.
Oh, I didn't realize that was on the, we just talked about that.
Oh, that's, okay. Next up is donation from Triple Crown Vending. That's our vending company that is up at Blakesley Park during the ball season. In the past, they've given us a donation in regards to kind of what they've made. This year, they're giving us a donation of $500, and they also say they look forward to 2020 season again. And I don't think we've really had a problem with that. I think they've...
Well, they've really helped us out a lot.
So at this time, I'd like to thank them for their $500 donation. Mark, do you have anything before you go on public comment?
Just a statement, pretty much. Last week's public comment was a little out of hand, in my opinion. I would request that anyone who does choose to make a public comment does it respectfully and with the consideration of, you know, everyone's a human being, everyone deserves understanding and compassion, and we will get along a lot better if people state their case, respect our answer, and we move on from there.
I just have one thing before we go to that. Nick, can you put on an ad in the paper? We're seeking township residents that would be interested in sitting on the Board of Zoning Appeals or the Zoning Board for next year. We have one opening on each board, along with two alternates on each board. This time I'd like to just get some feedback from the public and from our residents if they're interested in sitting on the board. The appointments don't come out until January when we have our organizational meeting minutes, but this time I kind of want to get some, you know, people that are interested, letters and that. They can send their letter of interest to Town Hall, just care of myself, and we'll go from there.
Do you want to make a motion to get that out, the ad out? Or?
Okay, I'll make a motion to put an ad out in the paper, Nick, for township residents interested in being on the zoning boards.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
This time I'd like to make a motion to open the floor for public comment, at which time please state your name and address for the record. The floor will be yours.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stoker?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Public comment is now open. Mr. Moran?
I'm sorry. At first, I'd like to open with saying I'm sorry. I was very upset last month. My wife had to come up here and explain to open her medical history to the public. And she was getting rolled eyes and chuckles of laughter. But also last month, you guys had made a decision to give me in writing to this evening an answer.
Yes. Our legal counsel prosecutor has reached out to us and given us their opinion. It's client attorney privilege as to what was involved in the letter. I have since talked to Elaine, and we have gone forward with what we're going to do as a board. I think we can state what we're doing. Basically, we sent what's her last name?
Connie Murray.
Connie Murray, a letter stating that the shed is in violation of our zoning codes. She has two options. One option is to move the shed to be in line with our zoning, and it was stated as to what our zoning is, as to all setbacks. The second option is, if she is inclined to, she can come and file a submittal to the Board of Zoning Appeals and ask for a variance request and have a hearing in regards to the variance request. There's no guarantee she'll get the variance, and then after that, we go from there. So that's, the letter went out today to her. So that's where we stand as a board right now, Mr. Murray.
Okay.
Once we hear something back.
Yeah, thank you for finally enforcing your own laws. I mean, you can understand, I've been...
No, I understand.
I've been pretty upset because the law is very simple, and everyone kept giving me garbage answers. I didn't serve this country to come home and get garbage answers. The letter, I'm not asking for favoritism. I've never asked for favors. I just want the letter of the law to be the letter of the law.
And that's where we're at right now with this. So we'll keep you updated as to what she decides.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyone else? Well, once, twice. This time I make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Scopa.
Aye.
Mr. Radis.
Aye.
Thank you.
Twice. Mark, anything else? No.
No.
Angela, anything?
No.
No. This time I'd like to make a motion to adjourn special meeting of Medina Township Trustees at 7:45 p.m.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Scopa.
Aye.
Mr. Radis.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.